I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Tuscaloosa County Board of Education has named its acting superintendent. Deputy Superintendent Walter Davey was named as the top administrator for Tuscaloosa County Schools at a meeting this afternoon. Current Superintendent Elizabeth Swinford is taking a leave of absence due to deaths in the family and sickness. Officials say the change was a mutual decision between the board and Swinford. Officials hope to know more about Swinford's status next week. Classes at the Alabama School of Mathematics and Science are set to resume tomorrow. Students were sent home last week because of an unknown illness. Opening was set for Monday, but school officials wanted extra time to finish sanitizing the facility before bringing students back. School spokeswoman Amber Day says the decision to send students home last week began with a few complaints.
We had a couple of students report to our hall staff late in the afternoon in the dorms that they were having some stomach problems. First thing the next morning, a couple more students reported to the nurse as soon as she got there that morning. The school felt it best to go ahead and call in the health department.
The Mobile County Department of Health says test results show the illnesses were due to the Norwalk virus. The 253 students are being urged to use hand sanitizer just to be careful. The newly elected president of the National Association of Counties is visiting Alabama this week. Complaints about the stalled federal highway bill in Congress are just one topic being voiced by county elected officials. 25% of Alabama roads are reportedly in need of repair. 60% of those roads run through the counties. NACO President Sally Clark says a three-month stopgap spending plan did win approval in Congress, but she says that's not enough for major road projects.
They're not simple. They're not quick. Road overlays can be done as you go, but these are major projects that really impact our citizens from a safety level and to make sure that we keep our economy strong.
Clark also wants to talk with Alabama counties about disaster management funding from Washington. She says additional dollars are needed to safeguard against hurricanes in Alabama and wildfires in her home state of Colorado. An 80% chance of thunderstorms in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the lower 70s. A 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms in central Alabama this evening with lows in the lower 70s. And clouds move out of the area late in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 90 in Jasper, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, 86 in Mobile, 81 in Florence, and 84 in Huntsville.